This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Strong weather sweeping parts of the United States brought frigid temperatures to the Pacific Northwest, heavy snow to the mountains in Northern California and Nevada. In fact, 6 inches of snow was reported in Seattle, Washington on Monday. Warm weather will continue through the southeast. As the pandemic enters its third year, the National Governors Association met Monday. The White House is now asking states to step up and address the pandemic.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot. And it ultimately gets down to where the rubber meets the road, and that's where the patient is in need of help.
It should be noted, White House officials kicked the media out of the room before we could hear Biden take questions from governors on COVID-19. Monday Night Football last night, the Dolphins beat the Saints 20-3. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Lightning never strikes twice in the same place, but nobody wants to be struck by lightning.
Closed-circuit television footage in Jakarta, Indonesia, has captured a security guard who luckily survived a direct hit by lightning, according to local media. In the video, shared by an Indonesian media company and reported on social media, the man can be seen walking in the rain under an umbrella. Some 15 seconds after he enters the frame, a blast and sparks can be seen in the very place he walked, and the footage then shows him lying on the wet ground. He fails to get up and people run toward him. The man survived, having suffered burns to his hands, according to Detik News. It is believed the guard's walkie-talkie, which he had in his hands, attracted the lightning. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Lightning can heat the air it passes through to 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, that's 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
As candidate Biden promised to shut down the virus, President Biden joins the White House COVID-19 response team's regular call with the National Governors Association to explain the responsibility now falls on the states.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot. And it ultimately gets down to where the rubber meets the road, and that's where the patient is in need of help or preventing the need for help. Look, Gov, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the National Governors Association and Vice Chair Murphy across the river. All's well in New Jersey, I assume, Gov. Here today, Democrats and Republicans. We discussed the rising COVID cases, especially coming out of the holidays. As I said last week, Omicron is a source of concern, but it should not be a source of panic. If you're fully vaccinated, you get your booster shot, and you're highly protected. If you're unvaccinated, you're at a high risk of getting severely ill from COVID-19, being hospitalized, and in rare cases, even dying. And this is not like March of 2020, the beginning of the pandemic. We're prepared, and we know what it takes to save lives, protect people, and keep schools and businesses open. We just have to stay focused and continue to work together. My message to the governor is simple. If you need something, say something.
Lance Pryde, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hear what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And guess who we got? Yes, he's back in the house, Dr. George Barna, professor of Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Hey, George, how you doing, buddy?
Doing all right, Bill, and you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, I checked the list once, twice, naughty, nice, all that. I mean, hey, I'm still running around with my hair on fire. I mean, I don't know how the guy in red does it. I mean, he's a magic man.
Well, the difference is he does it once a year. You're doing it every day.
I guess. Hey, thank you for that reminder. Hey, speaking of which, this latest survey, what I'm hearing out of it is, you know, from the millennials, it's those pastors and leaders that you gave me. It's their fault that I'm ambivalent about my faith, huh?
That's a big part of it. The other part is that when they look at the Christians they know, they're looking to see something different in their lives, and they're not seeing it. They're hearing a lot of the talk. They're not seeing much of the walk. And so to them, that they feel that gives them license to simply walk away from Christianity. It's like, you people talk about it, but you're not living it. I don't think it's real.
Wow. That's painful on many levels. And, you know, I do know someone who I'm very close with that has that response, and I try to encourage them by saying, look, it, however, it is still your responsibility, because it's not going to carry water where when you're in front of Almighty God and you're going to say, hey, it's that friend you put into my life, and God's going to say, well, no, I gave you a free will. It's still your responsibility. But that's not to say, it doesn't exonerate those of us that orbit into their, you know, their realm of living, and we're not living the difference of Christ in our lives.
Yeah, you know, Bill, it's an interesting thing. As we do this research, what we find is that many people who don't know Christ as their Savior, when they hear about that, they don't see it as the greatest opportunity they'll ever be given. They're just looking at it as another idea, another concept. And, you know, when they look at those of us who claim that Jesus is our Savior, they have to also understand that we're not perfect. We're not claiming to be perfect. We're never going to be perfect this side of heaven. And so we're in process just like they are. But we've got greater opportunities. We've got a higher ceiling because of that opportunity. And so if we can help them to understand that, no, once you accept Christ, you're not going to be perfect, but right, you do have the chance to be holy, which means that God's called you out of the mess. And he said, you know what? There's greater things on the horizon for you. There's an incredible future and eternity for you if you're willing to live it with me my way. And so the best that we can do to model that for other people, we have to understand that as Christians, we are always on display. And so we've got to live that way.
You know, it does start with us. As my dad used to say to me, and he'd always do this when he was giving me a haircut. My dad gave all the kids, you know, all the boys haircuts. And because with him being a medic during World War II, he also, you know, gave people haircuts there in the European theater, you know, whenever there was a break from the war. And but he had a way of talking to me that would say, but you should know better. And I still hear his voice, that no matter what I would say, he would bring it back to me and say, but you should know better.
Yeah, you know, and that reminds me of the scripture that talks about listening to the still small voice that God will place within us. So a lot of people will say, well, I don't know the Bible that well. It's like, yeah, but if you're a follower of Jesus, you've got the Holy Spirit to guide you. And so you have to be sensitive to the different ways in which he's going to guide you. You have to learn those ways. You have to respond to those ways. And part of it is going to be that when you accept him as your Savior, you'll be filled with his Holy Spirit specifically for that purpose, to overcome some of those gaps in your knowledge or experience, and to kind of push you when you're in those moments where you're vacillating, where you're considering sin, and yet he's trying to move you away from that. So in exactly the same way that your father's voice gave you that kind of direction, God is our Father in heaven, is constantly giving us that same push.
Yeah, and for people that say that they don't know the Bible that well, I get that, because I used to say the same thing and think the same thing. But there was also that voice of the Holy Spirit that would say, but you should know. And when will you know? And it, finally, you know, I heard that enough where I said, okay, I'm committed. And to me, and I'm not saying this as some sort of egotistic reward or anything like that, it is just one of reality that since reading the Bible, and I read the Bible every day, I've been doing it for, you know, I go through a disciplined reading schedule that at the end of the year, I've completely read the Bible for the entire year, which takes you through, you know, Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms, Proverbs, and 365 days later, you've completed the reading of the Bible. And for me, you know, and I've had a couple friends, well, are you done? Are you going to do something? I go, you know, the reward for me in reading the Bible every day is so dramatic that I don't know how I could live with not reading the Bible every day. And even in sometimes when I have an interruption in my schedule and I don't, you know, I fall out of my routine of not reading the Bible on a particular day, my spirit aches, George. And this is just personal. This is my personal experience with the Word of God. And this is something that you arrive at on your own personal journey. I just share that with people for what it's worth, and maybe it will encourage them because of the difference that it's made in my life. And I just can't even perceive having a day without being in the Word of God.
Well, likewise, Bill. And, you know, one of the things that I've discovered in my process, my journey, is that when it becomes a habit, then it's no longer a sense of obligation, the you know, morose, oh gosh, I have to read it again today. Right. It is something that you look forward to. And every once in a while I have this practice where, just to, you know, touch base with the key things, I'll go back and I'll read the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount. And so for people who say, gee, I don't know what's in the Bible, for me, just going back and touching base with the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount, the three chapters, 5-7 in Matthew, you know, when you just read those few sections, it just brings you right back into the mindset of, these are the key things that God's wanting me to do. Everything else in here is going to refine it, is going to open it up for me. Mm-hmm. It's going to encourage me. I mean, there's so much great stuff. But for me, developing that habit of, no, there's no question here. I breathe, I eat, I sleep, I read the Bible. And right, it's just the way it is.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting you should bring that up because there's a midday prayer that I will recite. You know, not every day, but part of it is the Sermon on the Mount, which is, it reconnects you, as you say, with those eternal things that matter to God, and it measures us up where we are at any moment. But I find that, again, experientially, when I recite that prayer, including, you know, the prayer of St. Francis, you know, make me an instrument of your peace. And off to break. We've got more from George Barna after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Santa Claus may be the most famous bearded man during the holiday season, but we're taking the time to acknowledge some men who are using their beards to make an eternal difference. Our 2021 Year Beard Challenge is coming to a close, and with over $25,000 raised to help buy more airtime for the Tide Ministry's gospel radio broadcasts in Asia, Africa, and Europe. Men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start conversations and to have a chance to share both the good news of Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. We're grateful for the men who've used their beards to advance the gospel this year, and we're hoping for a new crop of whiskered disciples to carry on the tradition next year. To learn more about the Tide Year Beard Challenge and how you can grow your beard to help others hear about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with Dr. George Barna, and we're talking about the latest study that says there is a distrust of pastors, Christian leaders, contributing to millennials' growing ambivalence to faith. May we commit to be part of the solution and not part of the problem, right, George?
Absolutely. You know, and Bill, before the break, you read that prayer, which is a blowout. I mean, what a phenomenal prayer. And one of the things that I've learned over the course of time, having grown up in a church that had us repeat things day after day, week after week, and after a while you lose sight of what is this even saying? And so when I hear a prayer like that one that you just recited, I want to look at it. I want to pause after each of the phrases in that and just think about each of those phrases, because each one of those was so rich and so deep that for me to embody what that prayer was calling for, I've really got to spend some time reflecting on that and asking myself, what's that going to look like in my life? How can I do that on a consistent basis? How much influence would this have on my children, my grandchildren, my wife, my friends, my work colleagues, if they saw that in me every day? And
exactly.
I kind of need to spend the time on that to reignite that fire under my butt to get going on being
Amen.
That kind of person.
The opening line to that, George, is, "Dear Jesus, help us to spread your fragrance everywhere we go." And that's what you're saying.
That is so cool. Yeah, I mean, when I think about the fragrance I'm spreading, it's not pretty.
Well, we're not saying after we came out of a Mexican restaurant and a three taco lunch. I get that, okay? Not that fragrance.
Right.
Oh, yeah. lest we digress from the most serious things of life, which just goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen, see, people of faith have a sense of humor. Okay. And of course, there's two guys here, and we may be a little bit more humorous than you expect. But anyway, such is life.
Yeah, but it's true. You know, I mean, what you're talking about relates so much to this survey that we did of millennials, where they're looking at us, and what they're saying is, I don't even think God is real. You people don't live a life that suggests to me that you think there is really a God who's holy, who's righteous, who's omnipotent, who is involved in your life. Because if he did, I think you'd be living differently. And leaders in your churches, I don't see that heart that's just bleeding over into our community. Millennials are very community-minded. They're looking for people who care about their community, about their lives, and they want to see the realness of this God that we claim that we love and who we claim that we're trying to obey. And so we've got a phenomenal opportunity here to impact people's lives, but we can't just talk about it. We've got to live it.
Yeah, and it's amazing. You know, you think about it, 30 years ago, Joseph Aldridge wrote that definitive book of lifestyle evangelism. Here we are. We're revisiting this again to be that difference, you know, the difference. And the thing is, that's so interesting about this is that often we see, you know, we come at that crossroads again where Jesus says, "Hey, man, before you take that, you know, that speck out of your brother's eye, maybe you ought to check that 2x4 in your own," right? And that's what we come back to. We come back to where we see a speck in a brother's eyes, and it's amazing that we can see the speck in a brother's eye when we got a 2x4 in our own eyes, but we can't even see the 2x4. And it's like God's sense of humor pointing out our own shortcoming, isn't it?
It really is. And we've got to keep in mind that with millennials, they're at kind of a cultural crossroads as a group. They're trying to figure out, all right, what's life about? Remember, this research showed us that 75% of them say they don't have any sense of their purpose or meaning in life. So they're really struggling to be anchored into something that matters. And when they look at Christians and they look at our churches, they're saying, you know what, does this God that they're going to worship and pray to and say that they belong to, does he even exist? It's very, very comfortable in our cultural context today for them to say, I don't think so. I really think it's all about me, not about him. And so that makes them free moral agents. It alleviates their sense of responsibility
exactly
to that God. And we don't want to be a party to that.
George, you think that in their own minds, like you mentioned earlier, that they know the difference. They're looking for affirmation. When they don't get it from people of faith, they think, okay, what the heck, over. I might as well just go and, you know, see things according to my own eyes. But yet they're looking and they're observing hope upon hope that Yes, the God of the universe, the God that speaks in their own heart, that they know, knows the difference between male and female, that knows the difference between social justice and injustice, that knows the difference between a woke society and a society that's walking in a stupor. But there's no prevailing voice. There's no voice of sobriety, a voice of conscience that rhymes with the rhythm and reason of God to give them encouragement, so that they can begin to stand on those things that they know that are true and just and right.
Yeah, Bill, I don't think they'd be having this internal struggle if the Holy Spirit and God in his multitude of ways hadn't already been speaking to them and trying to get their attention and wrapping their arms around these millennials and saying, hey, I'm here, I love you, I want you, walk with me, we can do this together. But then millennials look at us, and, you know, one of the things that I've seen in our research over the years is that what the church is lacking is consistency. Consistency, yes, in its message, consistency in its behavior, consistency in loving people without compromising God's truths. If we could be that kind of consistent body, I think millennials would say, yeah, I'm all for that. That looks right. Really good to me. I'd love to be part of that.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting that you can have McDonald's be more consistent than the church. And look at the success rate between McDonald's versus the church, right? Because people know when they go into the under the golden arches, they know what they're going to get. There's no surprises there. You know, but when they come to a church, hello, you know, what's happening?
Well, one of the things that I find interesting is when you look at a place like McDonald's or any successful business or nonprofit, why are they successful? Because in my industry, you know, the research industry, we live by this metric of you get what you measure. And so those are places that are measuring what really matters. In local churches, we measure, but what we're measuring is how many people show up, how much money do we raise, how many programs do we have, how much square footage have we built out, none of which Jesus died for. If we measure the things that Jesus died for us to know him and love him and serve him with all of our heart, mind, strength, and soul, if we put research to that and try to discern how well are we doing at people becoming more Christ-like, we'd have very different churches today.
Yeah, without a doubt. George, your study says the generation's ambivalence, furthermore, is driving the growth of the nation's fastest growing faith group, the don'ts. Those who don't know, don't care, or don't believe that God exists, a whopping 41% of millennials fall into this category. Wow. Talk about a parade of souls heading in the wrong direction that, with the right strategy, we can get in front of this. And this has got to be strategy and wisdom of God that puts the power of God and the truth of God in front. How can we be a part of that parade that gets in front of 41% of millennials heading to the abyss?
Yeah, and another thought related to that that the research pointed out, only 2% of millennials believe that when they die, they're going to hell. They have no fear of sin. In fact, most of them don't really even believe in the concept of sin. And so there are a lot of basics, a lot of fundamental principles that the Bible is based on that we have not done a very good job of helping people to understand. You know, they see this as a lot of fairy tales, a lot of mythology, as opposed to absolute truth. God's word is truth. It proclaims it to us. It's real. Whether you decide to believe it or not, it is real. And so for 30, us to live in such a way that they get it, that's really going to help them.
Without a doubt. 30 seconds left here, George. How can people find out more information about this study and the previous studies that you've done?
If they go to culturalresearchcenter.com, all the studies are there for free. They can download them and use them, and I hope that they will.
Dr. George Barna, professor of Arizona Christian University and president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Merry Christmas, George. Thank you, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Same to you, Bill. Thanks.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Strong weather sweeping parts of the United States brought frigid temperatures to the Pacific Northwest, heavy snow to the mountains in Northern California and Nevada. In fact, 6 inches of snow was reported in Seattle, Washington on Monday. Warm weather will continue through the southeast. As the pandemic enters its third year, the National Governors Association met Monday. The White House is now asking states to step up and address the pandemic.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot. And it ultimately gets down to where the rubber meets the road, and that's where the patient is in need of help.
It should be noted, White House officials kicked the media out of the room before we could hear Biden take questions from governors on COVID-19. Monday Night Football last night, the Dolphins beat the Saints 20-3. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're back with America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And it's great to have the founder of the coalition of, And it's great to have the founder of the Coalition to End Domestic Violence, Edward Bartlett, joins us now. He received his Ph.D. from Johns Hopkins University as a former faculty member at 3 universities and former federal regulator at the Department of Health and Human Services. Ed, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. In the midst of this Christmas season, all things considered, you know, we're grateful that God remains on the throne, okay? That's all I can say. Amen. Well, you know, I so respect it, and I'm looking forward to our conversation, what you're doing in the Coalition to End Domestic Violence, and you're calling on Congress to suspend payments to the Office of the United Nations Women for Pattern of Abuse, Misinformation, and Lies. Tell our audience what's going on here.
Yeah, sure, Bill. So you may have heard the term the big lie, and the big lie refers to a narrative or a claim that's made and it's repeated over and over again, and it has no basis in fact, it has no basis in science, but it's promoted because there's a ideological or political reason for that. And you and I can think of several examples, I'm sure. And one of those examples of the big lie comes from UN Women. UN Women, of course, is part of the United Nations. Mm-hmm. And they have been claiming that the coronavirus or COVID lockdown policies have caused a quote, a spike or a spurt in domestic violence against women. And that's just flat out wrong.
So there's no numbers, there's no validation of research or data that supports that statement. They just put it out there. And in light of all the fear and the perceptions of COVID, they can come under that umbrella and have some sort of place and credibility.
Exactly. I mean, there's this narrative, and it was established. Literally, we've traced the beginning of it back to March of 2019. That you know, and literally they use words like dangerous spike and spurt against domestic violence. They only mention domestic violence against women, even though it turns out men are just as likely to be victims of partner abuse as women. But again, the narrative never admits that men can be victims of domestic violence.
Right, exactly. Well, it's all part of the con, Ed, and that's what we're learning. I mean, whether it's Jesse Smollett or anybody else for that matter, you know, they just it's all set up by, you say, the big lies. But we could say the big lie, but it's the big lies. There's many lies out there, and it forms a pattern and a perspective and a worldview to people who are not discerning to think that what they're saying is the case. I mean, that's why we want. You know, we want, or we not so much want, but we end up believing, you know, pro-abortionists as if they're offering some pro-choice, that there's some sort of higher calling or higher ground because of the wordsmithing and the way it's presented. But if you're not discerning, you fall into that trap. And this is what's happening. We're learning the hard way. You know, I often say it that, you know, people continue to challenge the law of gravity. And when they fall off the roof and hit the ground, they realize, whoop, that law. Gravity still in place. And this is what's happening time and again throughout our society. We're challenging all these institutional thoughts and traditions and laws from God Almighty and, you know, questioning like they did back then, back in the garden, did God really say? Well, you know, God did say, and he's not one to change. And so what he said is still holding today. But regardless of this woke society that wants to challenge God Almighty and think they know better. Well, there is going to come a day of reckoning on all that, and it's already starting to happen, whether we're talking about domestic violence, abortion, the trans movement, all these other things, because, you know, God will not be mocked. And this has to be reconciled because this is an anathema to God's creation.
Right. And of course, the biblical teaching is, thou shalt not bear false witness.
Well, exactly.
The falsity of the claims is that they always portray men as the abusers, they always portray women as the victims, and that's just flat out wrong. It's just not true.
What's the actual numbers, Ed? What's the actual numbers on that in terms of, is it 50-50, 60-40? What is the percentage of abuse?
Sure. So this comes from the Centers for Disease Control, so that's a pretty reputable source on this issue. And they report that every year that there are, I'll give you the exact numbers, 4.2 million male victims and 3.5 female victims of domestic violence.
Wow.
So you see right there that you know, there's more, there are more male victims than female victims. But really, what is really mind-boggling, Bill, is what's called, sometimes it's called coercive control or psychological abuse, or even the term nagging, and the CDC actually tracks psychological abuse, and there the numbers just go off the chart. I mean, it's like two-thirds of the victims are male and one-third
wow.
female. But you know, again, when the narrative is cranking, they're talking about psychological abuse. They never talk about you know, the nagging statistics that show men are far and away the more likely victims.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is amazing. Because if you'd asked me up front, you said, Bill, what do you think the numbers are? I never would have come up with numbers like this to think that there were more male victims than female, because that's all we hear about, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's the narrative at work. And so... If we can, I'd like to go back to this coronavirus myth.
Yes.
Which is the myth that's been very aggressively promoted. And my organization has done a very deep dive into this issue. So we've actually looked at FBI information. For example, we've looked at FBI reports of homicides, partner homicides. And of course, you know, the narrative says, oh yes, you know, women are, as a result of the stay-at-home policies, mm-hmm. you know, they're at dire risk of domestic violence and possible homicide. Well, it turns out that the numbers, and this is again according to the FBI, the numbers of partner homicides last year, 2020, were mm-hmm. actually lower than in 2018. So that's homicides. I could tell you about rapes. Rapes have actually gone down 12%. Mm-hmm. I could kind of go on and on about different studies, but you know, these are all independent groups that have no connection with my organization, and they've all concluded there has been zero increase overall mm-hmm. of domestic violence during the COVID shutdown policies.
Wow. And, you know, as you are bringing this out, I mean, are you like the sole voice in the desert here?
Well, that's kind of a good question, Bill. I don't think we're the sole voice, but we do feel like we're a prophet that has not been quite discovered by the authorities out there. If you ask reputable scientists, I mean, our information comes from the FBI and reputable scientists. They'll of course agree with what we're saying. But mm-hmm. if you go to Congress, you know, talk to members of Congress, well, they've been told, you know, umpteen times that, oh yeah, there's been a spike in domestic violence as a result of COVID. That's not true.
Mm-hmm. And of course, when they talk, then that puts out the wrong narrative. And meanwhile, you know, they're, you know, trying to, again, get some, you know, manipulate the minds of people to put the people's money in a direction that's not, you know, not needed. It's, in a sense, it's a form of misappropriation of funds, is it not?
That's exactly right, Bill. In fact, there was, you may recall, during the height of the COVID pandemic, there were two bills that were passed by Congress, and I'm talking about funding bills.
Let's pick it up from there when we come back. We've got more from Ed Bartlett after this.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available rate law. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Rocking around Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
We're back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're talking with Ed Bartlett. Ed is the founder of the Coalition to End Domestic Violence, and he's clarifying all this misinformation that we've been flooded with to have us think in the wrong direction. But like all things that are propaganda, we have to look behind the motivation. You know, what is this all about? Who's controlling what? Is this really in the interest of everyday Americans or a specific, you know, alliance or an institution, you know, a group like the United Nations women, for example, that are spreading a big lie out here to get us to think, you know, incorrectly, because we're not being given truthful information, and it's leading us down the wrong path here. To really, if our heart is to really find a solution, Ed, we need to make sure that we've got you know, valid evidence and facts, don't we?
Well, exactly, Bill. And before we went to break, I was mentioning about the COVID bill, and I actually have the numbers in front of me. This is the CARES. Remember the CARES Act? CARES stand for Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security. And mm-hmm. that bill included literally $45 million for domestic violence programs. That's a heck of a lot of money, especially
exactly.
when it's on a bogus claim that that domestic violence skyrocketed under COVID policy.
Yeah, I mean, this is incredible, but this is what, unfortunately, this is what our government's doing to us, and why we're looking at $30 trillion of debt that God only knows what generation is going to end up paying for it. Not us. It's going to be the kids or the grandkids.
Right, right. Well, absolutely. And let's look at the other side of this. Let's talk about the male victims of domestic violence. Because they are essentially shut out of the narrative, shut out by the narrative. First of all, they can't get services. When they try to get help, they're just turned away, or sometimes they're ridiculed.
Yes.
But more outrageous is that in many cases, domestic violence is mutual. Like the woman slaps the guy, and he shoves her back, right? So let's say that, you know, the police are called, and the police are told they can't arrest both persons, right? So guess what they do? They have a, and the policy is called predominant aggressor, And the predominant aggressor is so flagrantly biased, it says, well, which party is the bigger and stronger of the two? Well, you guessed it. That means that in almost every case, the guy is the one who's arrested, even though the woman was the initiator of the incident.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, and we've seen this play out recently, right? And, you know, with, you know, the couple that was going cross country and, of course, now they're both dead. They were stopped and there was clear. It was clear. I mean, anybody that knew anything about domestic violence saw what was going on, between the two. But unfortunately, you know, the police officers were ill-equipped to really understand what was going on.
Yeah. Again, that's what happens when you have an ideology at work. The ideology, of course, says that domestic violence is all about patriarchal power and control. Mm-hmm. And when you use the word patriarchal, of course, that makes people think, oh, there they go again. There goes the men beating up their wives. Mm-hmm. But that's just not fair. It's not truthful. And it's, you know, the basis of our legal system is equal treatment by the law. That's not happening. We're seeing just flagrant violations of that core principle.
Ed, what has to happen here? I mean, this has gone on for a long time. I mean, this isn't just something that has happened in the recent. This has been going on for decades, and it really got exacerbated, especially with the O.J. trial and all that happened with O.J. Simpson. It was like this really went, just in full form. It went to the front pages, and this really gave domestic violence, a right to exist and a right to champion, you know, for federal dollars, all under the perception that it is guys beating up their wives or killing their wives in this case.
Right. Yeah. So you asked Bill, well, what do we do? Well, it turns out there is definite signs of progress that is going on, and I'll give an example. So the federal law, the main federal law that we're talking about, is called the Violence Against Women Act, and it's reauthorized every 5 years, at least in theory. And right now that's part of the debate in Congress is the Violence Against Women Act. And recently, Senator Patrick Leahy, of Vermont, who's a member of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, said, hey folks, we need to rein in all of this overemphasis on arrest, incarcerate, and prosecute. You know, we've gone too far with that. And so he actually said, we need to put more emphasis on what's called restorative justice. And that's exactly right. I mean, many of these cases, like the example I gave before, the slap on the face and the shove back, you know, it doesn't make sense to throw all of these people in jail. We should be providing anger management, substance abuse treatment, mental health counseling, to actually help people get over the problem rather than just, you know, throw more people in jail.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are the police supposed to do? I mean, they arrive. I mean, here it is. I mean, we've been told this is the worst call for any policeman to show up at is a domestic conflict. There's just an inordinate number of shootings that take place when police officers are called to the scene. And, the perception is that here it is. How do they handle this? And in some cases, in some states, it's always, well, somebody's going to go to jail here. And probably 9 out of 10 times, to your point, it's the man who ends up going to jail. But in order to find that restorative justice, that's that point that you're talking about, this is going to take a process. This isn't going to be handled at that, initial meeting with the police and the man and woman in this case where a domestic call has been put forth.
Yeah, that's a great question, Bill. So my organization has actually developed a series of recommendations. It's on our website. I'll actually give you the URL right now. It's
do that.
End2, as in T-O, end2dv as in domestic violence,
.org. N2DV.org, okay, all right.
/solutions. So if any of your listeners go to N2DV.org/solutions, they will see an extensive list of recommendations, some of them directed to police. And the first thing with police is that we need to stop these rigid policies called mandatory arrest. Again, take that example I've been using of the slap and the shove. Mm. It just doesn't make sense to throw, every slap and every shove of those people in jail. It's just not the right thing to do. So we need to stop the mandatory arrest policies. Now, don't get me wrong. There are cases, domestic violence cases, that do require an arrest. Mm-hmm. And I'll give an example. Just in October, there was a case of a female police officer in New York City. And she was caught in a love triangle with her former lesbian girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And because her former girlfriend took up with a new woman, and they were cavorting in bed, the police officer walked in, saw them, pulled out her revolver, and started firing away, and yes, literally killed the new girlfriend. The police officer's name is Yvonne Wu, W-U. Anybody can look that up on the internet. But in that case, obviously, you need an arrest.
Yes, right.
So we're not discounting the role of arrest. We're just saying it should not be used as the, one size fits
all. An automatic. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But clearly, probably a large percentage of these conflicts, you need to separate the two. Maybe not jail. Maybe it's just we're going to wait here until you find a place, some cooling off period, whether you check into a hotel or you go somewhere else, and understand that even at this point, until, something happens. I mean, there's only so much you can do. It's not like you can get a TRO on the spot, right? A temporary restraining order. But you can call for, and again, this takes some wisdom and discernment from the police officers and those who are there to decide, okay, what's the right thing to do? The easiest thing to do is, yeah, you put somebody in jail, and then at that point, just the system itself, in most cases has, calmed the situation down, and the chances of reaction are, in terms of something, escalating and getting worse, are brought into check. Although there are still instances, as you've noted, Ed, that, that's not enough. That, we've had cases where somebody's in jail, they get out, and then they go back to whether it's the wife or girlfriends, and then do damage. Those exceptions take place. But I think that it's wisdom, and it's a balance concern to say, what can we do overall? It seems like we're making judgments based on a minority of people, not the majority of people involved. Well, Dr. Ed Bartlett has been our guest. He's the founder of the Coalition to End Domestic Violence. Again, the website for them to check out, Ed, if you would, one more time.
www.end2dv.org.
Ed, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas, sir.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.